when I wake up in the morning.
Do it!
Nikki and Zamello for your drive-in.
97.3.
Let's go!
Coast FM.
It's time for Nikki and Zamello's Game of the Day. Today's game is...
It's Flore or Fone.
Where you get to go on a walker's weekend away for two. In Dwelling Up, you get to hike the Bibbulmun Track. It's a whole three-day event, and you get to check out all the beautiful places like Lane Pool Reserve. You'll be at the Dwelling Up Hotel as well.
Oh,
heaps
nice.
Of places to check out whilst you're down there, and it could be all yours on Friday.
Melita from Dudley Park. Here we go. I don't know if my Latin is any good with the pronunciation here, but we're going with something that is either a plant or an animal. You've got to identify it. You'll probably see this particular thing along the track at some point. It's the Tiliqua rugosa. What do you reckon?
I reckon it's flora. I reckon it's a plant.
You reckon it's a plant?
Okay.
Yes, wow. I hope so, because I haven't Googled it. I'm just guessing.
Well, look, I love the fact that you haven't Googled
it. Yeah, that's good.
Except for the fact that you've...
It's wrong.
You've gone down the wrong path.
It's damn it.
Coast FM, hello. Who's this?
Jenny.
Jenny from where?
Greenfields.
Do you have any Tiliqua rugosas out your way?
I don't think I do, actually. I don't think I have any animals out my way.
Animal.
For extra points, can you tell us what kind of animal
any
it
idea?
Is?
I'm thinking maybe a lizard.
A lizard.
It is a lizard. You are, it is a variety
is a lizard.
Of lizard. It is, so, in fact, a bobtail squid.
Well done.
Well.
Thank
also
you.
Also known as the blue-tongued lizard.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You ready to enrich your word power?
Sure.
All right, here's the word, contrasuggestible.
Right.
Any thoughts?
Something that contradicts what you're suggesting.
Pretty much. Someone who's likely to respond to any suggestion by doing the exact
opposite.
So in other words, like kids.
Yeah. Stubborn kids.
Or possibly cats.
Yeah.
Actually, I think it may also describe me, if I'm honest.
If
possibly.
Someone tells you what to do, you'll do anything but.
Pretty much. God, does that make me an adult-sized juvenile cat?
Pretty much.
Might explain what I coughed up this morning.
Ew.
It's a regular-sized week.
It's a mask-free Monday.
It was a mask-free weekend. Did you get out and enjoy?
Yeah.
Did you just go cray-cray? Is that...
Okay.
Someone's flipped the switch.
It was lovely. I think a lot of mums out there would have appreciated the mask-free Mother's Day.
I think so. It was bar. No, I don't think everything's not quite working yet.
No, I
might
I'm
need
not
another
sure
coffee.
What's going on.
But no, it was bizarre, is what I was saying. wandering into shops and just noticing how busy things were. And like, it was Saturday, was insane.
Oh, really?
Cooper and I decided go to EB Games at some point. But just the people at the forum were everywhere in EB Games. It was just a queue to get to the counter.
Out.
I don't know if people had been waiting until they could take their masks off before they thought they'd go out.
Maybe.
So that was Saturday, and then it was Mother's Day. So I imagine a few people would be quite happy with the retail.
Yeah, might have made
figures,
up for it.
Perhaps. I don't know if it'd make up for all of the losses, but it's certainly a positive start.
Yeah.
So that's good. So a whole week of good stuff going on here. Your chance to go on a walking tour.
Yeah, a hike through Dwelling Up, beautiful Bibbulmun Track.
Yeah, now I've often thought about doing, I don't mind a walk. I don't know if I could encourage the rest of the family to get involved. So this is
a relaxing walk on your own.
Yeah, well, it'd be more relaxing than having somebody whinging at you the whole way. But look, if you'd like to give it a crack, we've got your chance, thanks to...
Dwelling Up Adventures is a whole weekend of hiking. You get to go on a tour and accommodation and everything sorted for you. So, yeah, be great weekend in Dwelling Up, who is a winner.
Top small tourism town.
It's a beautiful
place. Lovely part of the world indeed. And look, here's just some weird coincidences that have been kicking around that I had to share with you, right? Have you heard of Wernher von Braun by any chance?
No.
He was a German rocket scientist. He worked for Hitler and came up with the V2 rockets during World War II, and then he was secretly moved to America after the war, where he essentially ran the NASA programs that got Apollo 11 to the moon. So, like, he is the dude when it comes to rockets.
Yeah.
Anyway, turns out he also wrote science fiction, including a story that was part fiction, part kind of how-to manual, right, called The Mars Project, which he wrote in 1953, that predicted, amongst other things, that a bloke named Elon would be in charge of the first Martian colonists.
What? I don't know if I believe this. I need to see it.
Elon Musk
in its original,
it.
In writing.
I've seen it. Somebody posted a picture of the original document.
A photo.
Well, yes. But no, it's actually not long been released. And so people are like going, did they just make up the character? It's actually not a name. It's actually a position. So the dude is like the king. He's the Elon. But it's kind of bizarre.
Oh, yeah.
And like Elon Musk was drawn into it as well. He's going, is this for real? And then he's like going, well, clearly this is destiny. So just weird. Wow. Like, who would have thought a dude that came up with, you know, major rocket things and basically got people to the moon, actually a bit of a visionary, maybe a bit of a Nostradamus.
Wow.
Maybe it's all wizardry and witchcraft.
Very interesting.
Anyway, there you go. Coincidence or not, I'll leave it up to you.
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
Well, first off, as you may have heard us mention earlier, Dwelling Up has won the title of 2021 Top Small Tourism Town. So
nice. Well done.
Deservedly so. This happened last week as part of the WA Regional Tourism Conference in Geraldton. Busselton, by the way, was named the top tourism town overall. Mm-hmm. Justified and ancient.
Okay.
May is Neurofibromatosis Month. NF is a group of disorders where tumours grow on nerves.
Oh, goodness.
They reckon it occurs in one in every 3,000 people, affecting more than 2.5 million folks around the world, and can result in all sorts of things, anything from skin spots and tumours to, like, invisible pain and learning disabilities, vision loss.
Wow.
Flickerofhope.org.au can explain it. This month is about, well, the Flicker of Hope is trying to shine some light.
Yeah.
So, yeah. If you hadn't heard of it, perhaps have a look today.
Mm.
And May 10 is Clean Up Your Room Day.
Huh.
Sort it out.
Yeah, right.
Pick up some crap. Clean under your bed. Give it a vacuum. It'll make you feel better.
It does make you feel better when it's done at the time.
Right.
It seems like such a huge job.
It's like weeding. But you know what? They reckon every day. Just spend 10 minutes doing stuff that improves things every day.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, we've gone straight from Mother's Day into some motherly advice the next day.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And here she is, the Emperor of Entertainment. Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. The Global Citizens Vax Live, the concert to reunite the world, aired over the weekend with J-Lo and the Foo Fighters, just a few of the big name performers who took to the stage. Vax Live was put on with the mission to seek a wider, more equitable distribution of COVID-19 vaccines around the world. With the help of some of the biggest stars, Selena Gomez hosted the event, with J-Lo taking to the stage twice. Firstly, opening the concert with a special rendition of Neil Diamond's iconic song Sweet Caroline, explaining her mum used to sing it to her before bed, replacing Caroline with Jennifer.
Okay.
So she invited her mum up on stage while she performed it.
Oh. Got the crowd going at least, for sure.
But you never thought you'd hear J-Lo singing Neil Diamond.
No.
The Foo Fighters also performed Back in Black with AC/DC's Brian Johnson. It's quite something. Eddie Vedder, J Balvin and H.E.R. also performed, while Prince Harry and Meghan Markle also got on board to deliver speeches on the night.
They didn't sing?
No. Okay. You can check out all the performances and the speeches at the Global Citizens YouTube page. Bert Newton has undergone surgery to have his leg amputated.
Wow.
The legendary 82-year-old Aussie entertainer underwent leg amputation over the weekend in his latest battle with ill health. The issue is reported reportedly started before Christmas with an infected toe. Apparently, doctors and specialists couldn't figure out what it was.
Wow.
So he was told last week he had a couple of months to live unless he had the leg amputated. So underwent that procedure on Saturday. The Newtons responded in a statement saying, "We had a choice. Other people don't have a choice. Bert wants to keep on living because he adores Paddy, his children and the grandkids, and he wants to have as much time as he can with them."
Fair enough.
All the best to Bert. Mm. And Miley Cyrus returned to SNL over the weekend on the Elon Musk hosted event.
Right.
It was quite the night.
Yeah.
She performed her latest collaboration with our very own The Kid LAROI.
Get all of your reasons. I lost my, you know I didn't mean.
Wow, that's impressive work.
Very good.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.